Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Plans are underway to boost agricultural production in correctional centers. Stay with us to find out more and later, or Jamaican Saying of the Day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You are listening to Calling Farmers.
If I cancel them, you all make sure you go get them tag. That is how we are go trace them, identify them, tag it and trace it.
Do you know where the beef that you're eating came from? NATES is the National Animal Identification and Traceability System. The NATES tagging project will help protect our food and support our farmers.
Tag it and trace it. Tag it and trace it.
A message from the Agricultural Competitiveness Program of the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries.
The government is finalizing plans to expand the utilization of land and other resources within the correctional system to boost agricultural production. The initiative, which is being facilitated through collaboration between the Ministries of National Security and Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, will see the implementation of several projects to help reduce Jamaica's food import bill.
We intend to make sure that DCS, the Department of Correctional Services, is utilizing the government assets as best as possible. We're going to reduce the burden on our taxpayers. We're going to increase the efficiency and maximize the potential of the assets, of the use of the labor through the men and women that are in custody. And most importantly, use it also as a means of providing not only food for us to eat, what we grow, but the kind of skills that will allow for the reintegration process to be properly equipped to take care of themselves.
Minister of State in the Ministry of National Security, Senator Pernell Charles Jr. Under the program, inmates serving custodial sentences who are eligible for parole will benefit from skills training and certification through the National Security Ministry's collaboration with the HeartTrust NTA and the Rural Agricultural Development Authority. The Department of Correctional Services, DCS, which falls under the Ministry of National Security, and RADA will be the key entities implementing activities under the initiative. The project is slated for initial rollout at the 350-acre Richmond Farm Adult Correctional Center in St. Mary, of which just over 10 acres are under cultivation. Crops cultivated at Richmond Farm include banana, corn, plantain, and sorrel. The facility also engages in livestock rearing for pigs and chickens. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson, says the project is also consistent with the government's thrust to put all idle arable state-owned lands under production.
We want to work with the ministry to see how best we can assist in increasing the production that is taking place. We want to really see how best we can have the collaboration with the ministry here in making sure that the land is used to its optimum, whereby whatever that we have that we need to cut the importation up, we are able to do so.
Mr. Hutchinson says inputs such as seeds, other planting materials, as well as fertilizers and insecticides will be provided to eligible participants. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. When jackass strong, them overloading bumper. Translation, when a donkey is strong, its owner tends to overload its hamper. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, good workers are usually given more than their fair share of work to do. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.